disciples watching, and he began to speak, at least in a loud voice. And he challenged the very heart of the worldview that was bringing people here. If you want to be like me, he said, deny yourself. Don't give in to this. It's sickness. This isn't the answer. If you're down there trying to make something out of your life, you're going to lose it all. If you lose it all for me, you'll gain everything. That took some chutzpah. When's the last time? Maybe not standing on a soapbox and shouting like I just did, but when's the last time your life made that kind of a declaration in a sinful situation? High school people, it's so easy for all of us to walk into a sinful situation and either join in, because that's how you fit, or to say, it's not me, but to keep our mouth shut. It's the same at work. You know what, I don't have to teach you that. When's the last time that somebody turned and looked at you and said, whoa, that's a challenge? Deny yourself. Don't give in to this. Do you really believe that what the Bible teaches about discipleship that we've reviewed these last few weeks, do you really believe that could change Western culture and the world? No, do you really believe this? And I bless God that some of you say yes. I look at my own self in the mirror, and I look at the Christian church, and I say to myself, we say it, I'm not sure we really believe it. He wanted those kids, those disciples, kids, if it bothers you, those disciples, to see that the answer to this is to be like Jesus. But he's not done yet. Now, I don't know for sure what happened next, but let me show you something that God put on my heart, because I like to come where the artist has this drawing. And you know me. Sometimes I talk a little bit loud. I like to have my people sit here while I teach them the text. I think Jesus was that close, but I don't know. We'll find out someday. Doesn't matter to the story. They're close enough to know what the gates of hell are. He stands up there and calls to the crowd and to his disciples, and he challenges them flat out. Follow me, deny yourself. If you will lose yourself for me, you'll gain everything. If you save yourself this way, you're going to lose everything. What good is it if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? Well, the first time I did that, I taught all about it. And then I said, listen to the text. And I turned around and I began to shout the words of the text down there toward the pan place. While I had been turned, a Catholic group came up on that pan place, couple of bus loads. And they're all standing down there in front of that cave. I didn't know they were there. So when I wheeled around and said, if anyone wants to be like me, and in those mountains that's coming off these cliffs, just, whoa. They're all looking at this crazy nudnik up on the hill. So I just finished it. I didn't know what else to do. I figured I'd never see him again. I just finished it. They applauded. I think they thought it was part of the show, really. But when I turned back around and looked at the group, there were people in the group that were embarrassed at their crazy teacher. You make us look stupid. I could see it on their faces. I know at least one person told me that's exactly what they thought. And then it dawned on me that Jesus' next line